Joining us now is a very, very funny man, Shane Jacobson. Good morning.
Oh, you've got me and a funny man. Who else is on the show?
Actually, the funny man's a bit late. We're just with you for now.
Is that not, for a comedian, the worst way to be introduced? Like,
I think
say
it is too.
Something funny.
Now.
No, I'm okay with it. Because it suggests that I might in some way be funny. And if you speak to my wife or children, yeah. That's not happening, apparently.
We could be waiting.
I can't tell you how often people stop my kids in the street when they see us all together and say, gosh, you must just spend your whole life just laughing at home. Is he just hilarious? And they have an expression that makes them look like Mount Rushmore. They just don't move.
Well, you've just told them to unpack the dishwasher and get in the car. Like, you know, it wasn't funny.
There's nothing funny about that. There's no one-liners there.
We just had that chat about 20 minutes or an hour ago. That very thing, literally yelling, get in the car, and you didn't unstack the dishwasher.
Yes,
I'm now worried that Carol's got a camera in my house. Have you?
No.
This is getting heavy.
You've got to kill the weekend somehow, mate. You know. Mate, we're all super excited. Tomorrow morning, you arrive. White's IGA opening up their new store at Forest Glen. Tell me five things you know about Forest Glen, Shane Jacobson.
I know that it was actually named by a lady who's actually saluted in the new store that Roz and her husband have built. So she's, is it Grandma? They call it Grandma Gibbons.
Oh,
so
yes.
I know the area of Forest Glen was named by a farming family called the Gibbons. And in fact, the new store that Roz has built, when you first walk into the store, or it's brand new, I haven't seen it yet. She's got like, I think it's Gibbons Boulevard or something, as a salute to the lady who named the area because they were farming.
Oh,
family.
There you go. Oh, well done. Well answered.
Yeah.
I've got a bone to pick with Roz White. I don't know if you've seen this photo. There's a pic of her that went up over the weekend.
Yeah.
She is standing on fridges, putting up some greenery and some decorations in the store.
She's making it sound dangerous, Shane. Look, you and I both know there's nothing wrong with someone in their, you know, a little over 50, jumping on something nice and high to hang something up. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Yeah, no one's ever been hurt doing that.
Nah.
It was under controlled circumstances. I believe she was led via ladder to the top of those bridges carefully. So it was a photo opportunity. You know,
she is harnessed.
In Matilda the musical, when they jumped on the desks, parents didn't say, that's enough of that rubbish. And when you have the yellow, it's a musical! At the end of Greece, you know, when our dear old Olivia, God rest her soul, took off in the sky with a car with John Travolta, no one yelled out, oh, come down from there, that's ridiculous.
It's dangerous.
That's true. We have got more safety conscious.
She's standing on top of fridges, and let me guess, if there was a court case, you would say, and they're the cold, hard facts.
Hey, thank you.
I know it's a long bow.
Took you a while, but we got there.
We got there. Tomorrow morning's the big one. Are you a bright and early kind of guy, Shane? You'll be there at 5 a.m.?
I'll be on a plane at the time, probably just about. I've got to, because I'm flying up just to do this. Roz, I will say, for anyone that doesn't know, Roz White and her husband, but she's like, I'm an IGA ambassador, but I'm coming up to do this. Roz has become a friend outside of my ambassadorial role. She's so community minded. She really is. You hear the expression all the time, good egg. She's a dozen of them. She's so good. Her and her husband do a great job. She always puts in that little bit of extra effort. And within the IGA community, she's really highly respected. I just got to say that because people probably don't know they've got one of the best in the game of supermarkets living right with them on the sunny coast.
Yeah.
Mate, we love Roz. And she's such
and
a
Michael,
big supporter of the radio station
people.
And community stuff as well. They're always putting their hand up to help out with anything that's going on in the community. So we just love them for it. All right, Shane, come on. You've got a gag for us before you run?
A gag. Can I give you my kid's favourite joke at the moment?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe
who?
No, Europe who? Sorry, childish. It still makes me laugh.
Shane Jacobson, thank you, buddy.
Pleasure as always. Love you guys. See you soon. See you tomorrow.